Welcome back to Central News, your news updates for all things UCM, Warrensburg, and the greater Johnson County area. I'm Linda Alviar, and you are listening to 100.3 KMUL The Mule. Warrensburg police say two people are dead, including the suspect, after an armed domestic disturbance this morning that prompted lockdowns in parts of Warrensburg. Officers were called around 7:20 a.m. to the 700 block of Cedar Drive for a domestic disturbance. When officers arrived, they say the suspect was armed and ran toward Hale Lake Road, firing several shots in the direction of police. Before officers got there, a bystander identified as Tony Barron tried to intervene and was shot and killed by the suspect. The female victim involved in the disturbance was treated for injuries and later released from Western Missouri Medical Center. Police initially reported the suspect had been taken into custody around 8:36, but an updated news release now says the suspect was found dead in a wooded area south of the residence, believed to be by a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers or first responders were hurt, and police confirmed no officers returned fire during the incident. Warrensburg School Superintendent Dr. Steve Ritter said safety was the district's top priority during the lockdowns. He emphasized communication between law enforcement, staff, and families throughout the morning. This remains an active and developing story. The city of Warrensburg is offering relief to residents affected by the federal government shutdown that began in October. City officials have declared a community-wide extraordinary hardship and will waive the usual 10% late penalty on utility bills through November. Bills will be sent out, but no late fees will be charged for those unable to pay on time. The move aims to help households facing delayed income or federal benefits because of the ongoing government shutdown. The Warrensburg City Council has voted against installing Flock license plate reading cameras across the city. The police department had requested about 15 cameras funded through a $50,000 Blue Shield grant, but residents and council members raised privacy concerns, citing lawsuits and civil liberty issues tied to similar systems elsewhere. After roughly half an hour of public comment, the council rejected the proposal, meaning the grant funds could now be redirected to other approved public safety projects. Drivers can now use the main access road to Skyhaven Airport in Warrensburg. Northwest 251st Road has reopened after being closed since July for a Missouri Department of Transportation construction project on Highway 50. The detour route using Northwest 121st and 200th Roads is now closed for construction. Motorists should return to using the main access road to access Skyhaven Airport. UCM Moe's Activity Council, PRISM, and Free Mom Hugs will host the Red, White, and Rainbow Drag Show tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the Elliott Student Union Ballroom. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The event features Jaharia from Season 6 of the Boulay Brothers Dragula Titans, along with performances by UCM alum Bella Rose, Araj P. Stanwyck, Tilly B. Walken, and Southern Hell. The show is free and open to the public, and guests are encouraged to bring tips for performers. There will also be a photo opportunity and meet and greet after the show. Want to catch more news updates throughout the week? Visit digitalberg.com/KMUL to stay up to date on all things UCM, Warrensburg, and the greater Johnson County area. I'm Linda Alviar, and that was your Central News on 100.3 KMUL.